The first world is the world of probation. The second world is the recompense for this and that. Thy servant, O King, commits a sin. That form becomes chains and prison. When thy slave performed goodly service, did not that form become a robe of honor in the field, in the battle? This form with the substance.
Before anything, this is the conclusion. You see, suddenly this clever slave started to explain something. Saying, yes, Your Majesty, you said there is form and essence, but in between there are this little game going on because it's all based on imagination. And it will take the form, look at me, if I'm a good guy, you will reward me. If I'm a bad guy, you will punish me. So punishment is the outcome of that, this is that, this is that. To bring them all together to say one thing, which is this. We say, when we talk about the form and essence, we are talking about chicken and egg. It's a process. This will come out of that, that will come out of this. You cannot separate them really. There is no essence without the form, or there is no form which carries no essence. Know that. This is the important point he makes, and the king will interrupt it. Yes.
This form with a substance is egg and bird. This is produced by that, and that by this, in succession. The king said, take the meaning, so. Have these accidents of yours not produced any substance?
He said, okay, philosophically you talk a lot, but what is that substance, the outcome? Because you talk about the relationship between form and the essence, I see the form, where is the essence? Yep.
Wisdom, replied the slave, has kept it concealed, in order that this world of good and evil may be a mystery. Because, if the forms of thought were to become manifest, infidel and believer would speak not but praise.
Form is visible and the essence is not. If the essence was visible, nobody would be the thief. The thieves, they have the face of honest people, right? That's the chance we have. That's the field of maneuver. We could go around it because something is hidden. If it was not, we were hopeless. So improvement could be here because I'm not bankrupt completely. There is some stuff protecting me, yes?
Then, were this clearly seen, O King, and not hidden, and were the mark of religion or infidelity on the forehead, how would there be an idol and idolater in this world? How would anyone have the stomach to mock? Then this world of ours would be the resurrection. Who commits sin and wrong at the resurrection? The King said, God has veiled the retribution of evil, but from the vulgar, not from his own elect.
Okay, here, who is the king? See your question. Because Rumi wants you to know that this is not a simple subject to do it 2 + 2, 4 and get rid of it. One part is the king explained, then the slave explained another part of it. Now king will go to another exception. He will say, oh, yes, that is for everyone, but here, remember, we don't believe in that quote-unquote equality. Remember that? Equality for us is a limited subject. There should be, there is not. There should be, or hopefully could be, an equality when it comes to sharing the benefit of our social gathering. There should be an equality. But we believe in equality in people? We started Do you remember how this session started? With Rumi, who is an exceptional fellow. Do we say all people are equal? No, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart has a place for me that no one could approach it. That's how it works. So here we have exceptions. And we are talking about exceptional people. And exceptional people are not like other people. And you should never mix them with your equality, democracy, whatever you call it. Do you want to put a lover beside another kind of human being? It doesn't go that way. A lover is a different creature to begin with in this imagination. So that equality is not there. Here people say, oh, wait a minute, I make a law for everyone. But this minister and that one will be exception. So I expect you, my slave, to be exceptional. Remember, we explain the rule, but we try to be the exception, because the exception is beautiful. So we study the rule. We talk about nature of human being, but at the end of the day, each of you are unique. Any one of you here could be like Rumi? Never. Each of you has another potentiality and another field of work. Therefore, we'll always say, try to be the best possible of you. We're not talking about the impossible. And we know the best possible of you is not the best possible of me. If it was, it was a mass production, and in mass production there is no we. There is a lot of I's, because they're the same, right? We talk about we because we have Mozart, we have Michelangelo, and we have lovers and all that different kind to make that mixture rich and worthy. Therefore, we talk about the nature of human being, but that's the base. Each of you is unique and different, and you should attend to it. That's why I cannot meditate for you. It's you. Yes?
If I entrap one emir, I keep it hidden from the other emirs, not from the vizier. God then has shown me the retribution of work and myriads of the forms of actions. Give a sign, for I know all. The cloud does not veil the moon from me. The slave said, then what is the object of my speaking, since thou knowest what is that which has been? The king said, the wisdom in making the world manifest was that the thing known should come forth plainly.
You see what the good argument here is? The king suddenly said, hey, you're playing clever. You know that I'm the king and I know a lot. So don't play with me. If you know everything, why should I talk? So you know it. And the king would say, I know. Let's talk about hikmat, wisdom. This wisdom is based on appearance or creativity. We talk about human being as a creator fellow, not a consumer or user. The animals, they are consumers and users. Creativity is ours. Remember, the creator decided to make something in his own image, which is creativity. So the best part of me is my creativity. Means what? Means I make something appear outside. Zuhur means appearance. Izhar means to make it appear. We are here to make the beauty appear. Beauty is in here, and we could give a form to that beauty. So make it appear. Yes?
until he made visible that which he knew, he did not lay upon the world the pain of parturition and the throes. You cannot sit inactive for one moment till some badness or goodness has issued from you. These demands for action were appointed in order that your inward consciousness should come clearly into view. How then should the real, which is the body, become still when the thread's end, which is the mind, is pulling it? The sign of that pulling is your restlessness. To be inactive is to you like the death agony. This world and that world are forever giving birth. Every cause is a mother. The effect is the child from it.
Okay. Let's stop it here. The conversation arrived to a point that they talked about the form and the essence, blah, 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 which is not finished. We'll have a conversation about this, but we are not here to study philosophy, remember. And here, Rumi said, the trick is not for you to become clever. The trick is to become better. Cleverness, yes, it's an instrument. Understanding is an instrument. But it's not enough. If you understand what the goodness is and you're not a good fellow, what's the use of that? Here, we're talking about becoming good, becoming beautiful. About that beauty. Before arriving to that, now, let's agree upon one thing, that you cannot do nothing and nothing. Because if you sit down and do nothing, you have done something. This is the difference. If an animal is doing nothing, nothing happens. If a human being is doing nothing, a lot of stuff happens. First of all, you keeping quiet means you agree with the power in work. Somebody is violating someone and you sit down? No. Over there you're promoting that bad act. You have to act. Even your non-acting is an act. You cannot sit down one moment without doing thing. Yes, you could sit down and do nothing, but some goodness or badness will come out of you. Because while you are not doing anything, if you're supposed to do something, you're failing. This is how tricky it is. That's why we are promoted to do something, to take care of something. Because we have this body, we have this one, and we have the other dimension. And look around you. It's the cause and effect permanently. Every cause will have an effect, and that effect becomes cause. And we'll talk next time, inshallah, about the cause and effect. So, till next time, I will read you these verses he read in English. Let's hear it in Persian. Shah گفت اکنون از آن خود بگو چند گویی آمین و آمین تو چه داری و چه حاصل کردی از تگ دریا چه دور آوردی روز مرگ این حس تو باطل شود نور جان داری که یار دل شود در لحد که چشم را خاک آگند هستد آنچه گور را روشن کند آن زمان که دست و پایت بردرد پر رو بالت هست تا جان برپرد آن زمان که جان حیوانی نماند جان باقی بایدت بر جانشان شرط من جابر حسن نکردن از این حسن را سوی حضرت بردن است جوهری داری ز انسان یا خری این عرض ها که فنا شد چون بری این عرض های نماز و روزه را چون که لا یبقا زمانین انتفا نقل نتون کرد مرا عراض را لیک از جوهر برندم راز را تا مبدل گشت جوهر زین عرض چون ز پرهیزی که زایل شد مرض گشت پرهیز عرض جوهر به جهد شد دهان تلخ از پرهیز شهد از دراعت خاک ها شد سنبله داروی مو کرد مو را سلسله و نکاح زن عرض بود شد فنا جوهر فرزند حاصل شد زمان.